Good morning. It's 8:57 a.m. Sunday, January 20th, 2012. And it's a cold and sleepy day in the neighborhood today. I've been up a couple of hours, got a little work done. $19.13 for the first mile. Not a great time, but I'm walking. It's chilly. When I started out, there wasn't any breeze, but now it's one either has picked up or I've started walking in a direction where it's more obvious. It's whistling through my ears. Sun's up, sun feels good, but 32 degrees with a wind chill of something in the 20s, I'm guessing. But yeah, I'm sleepy. I was sitting there falling asleep over my keyboard and thought, well, you know, it's just a good time to take a walk. I am looking for another cup of coffee. I'm gonna put on a loaf of bread to bake this morning. I ate the last of it yesterday and then didn't make a new loaf, so I had to have alternate breakfast this morning. With somewhat unsatisfactory, to be frank. So yeah, so what am I thinking about today? I'm thinking about today is Sunday. I gotta get a bunch of stuff done today. Got a short week. I gotta go to Colorado Springs next weekend for the Cosine conference. An email from Mem Mormon last night about having to send her a bio for the program, and I'm thinking, oh, I don't remember having to do that, but okay. And so, this bio. But that also means I have to do things like get my suit cleaned and my beard trimmed, get a haircut. I really need to get these books out. I was really hoping to have both Ravenwood and Cypher's Call out in paper by now, so that I'd be able to give a couple copies away. As it is, I'm going to have to take down a few copies of the old versions of Quarter Share. Give those away. Not like it's a great thing, but you never know. Might pick up a new reader or two. It's in support of a good cause, so that's the important thing. And I'll get away for a couple of days, which is perhaps even a more important thing. The absence of Balticon in my immediate future, even though it's not for 5 months away, even though I've known for a while that I'm going to miss it, it still sort of hangs like a cloud. It's like, oh well. And we've got visiting family coming, so that'll just add that little extra spice to what's otherwise going to be a largely unpalatable weekend. Yeah, well. Sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do, right? There was Lauren Harris, Scribe Harris, put out a poll for what writing podcast do you listen to. And there were a lot of really good ones on there, and I do listen to a lot of them off and on. The problem is I haven't listened to anything in so long. I sort of feel cut off, but it's an excision of my own making, and I can undo it anytime I want to fire up iTunes and download the latest episodes. So, I haven't done that yet. I'm not quite sure exactly why. The winter introspection begins, I guess. Hi there. Turn face to the sun. That's lovely. So yeah, I got a lot of feedback about the alternate currency, the alternate form of payment. I'd actually toyed with the idea of minted coins or printed money to go back to an ancient form. And I think we will have some coins, but I think they're going to be more like the military's campaign coins than actual currency. And I think we're going to go with something like a chit. Right now you can get a credit card that will, you can add money to. You can put money on it, you can take money off it. And if you take that technology, which is basically printed circuit board in a plastic format, if you take that into its logical next step, that could become the quote chip unquote that you carry around, and you could have them be in various denominations and even put a little piezoelectric display on it to say, show what the current balance is, but have them be completely lacking in any kind of identifying number or feature, so that it's really a bearer. If it's in your pocket, it's yours. If you plug it in, I guess the question is, how do you keep the unscrupulous from siphoning it dry? I suppose part of the answer is you have your own tool to load and limit so that you can offload or transfer between these various little wallet cards. So you've got one with your ready cash in it, and one with your savings in it, and perhaps you could even put those, offload those for safekeeping onto your tablet or something. Counterfeiting would probably be an issue. Although, I suppose in this hypothetical dark underbelly, counterfeiting could be a capital offense. The airlock is right there and space is really big. Finding the body could be somewhat problematic. That's doable. That's certainly a deterrent. Talk to some of my security friends, see what kind of fingerprint, some sort of digital fingerprint that we could put on it that could be verified as valid without being traced to a source, kind of like a reverse public key. This should be doable.
Good morning.
Create a key that's valid, but unduplicable. That sounds ugly, actually, now that I think about it. Anyway. Chips seem like a good choice. Monk pole. So we have some way of loading a chip and unloading a chip. It's always the world building part of it for me is some of the most fascinating part, some of the most interesting work. And part of it comes from the fact that I really don't get a great deal of satisfaction out of spending a lot of time nailing every little detail down. But having some sort of framework to hang things on. In the Sheriff series, it was, what if we sent freighters instead of frigates? What if the planets were company towns? What happens then? What happens to the people? And so everything sort of grew up out of that idea, those two simple ideas. And did I say, what if we send frigates instead of freighters? It was the other way around, of course. And in the Tenerife Airport, it's what if instead of running away from home, you're trying to get home? And instead of trying to save the universe, you're trying to save your mind. Having them be stories about people trying to operate in a strange universe gives me the opportunity to tell, I think, some interesting and different kinds of stories. And so, looking forward to Ishmael's new adventures, how do we look at those? Also, somebody also, and I think it was Tara, pointed out that I really need to get Cave Grace going. I've been promising that for years, and I haven't done it. I've started about 17 times, but I haven't actually done anything with it. And either way I go, I've got to get that gangster story out for Sigler, because, it's due. Like, if it's due the 1st of February, then it's due like in a week. It's due the end of February, it's still due really quickly. So I gotta get that done, which means I gotta get full share out, I gotta get double share out, I get captain share out, or at least work on those two processes side by side. It's gonna be a busy couple of weeks. Still need to do a lot of audio work. Let's set up a schedule where I do a little bit of all of these things every day. Because like walking 2 miles a day, over a period of time, it would add up. Right now, I'm feeling, again, and it's one of the things that I've been fighting, is that I have so much to do that I'm feeling overwhelmed. So as a result, I'm not getting anything done. Just sort of wondering. Although, I have to say that I've been, you know, I will go and I will sit down and I'll work through a couple chapters of a full share. And then I get pulled away and forget about it. And come back and sit down and work through a couple more chapters of full share. So it's actually coming together. It's not that far away at this point to get it back out on ebook form. Eyes are itching, nose is running. Good day, wow, what a great day. Oh, it's one of those very pungent Greeley smells today. Usually don't smell it, there's a feedlots on still a couple 3 miles out of town over on the east side. Every once in a while, you catch a whiff now. Used to be that you'd get the feedlot scent a lot. I mean, and quite strong most of the time. But now, partly because I'm so acclimated to it, I don't smell it very often, but every once in a while you get a whiff. But they also closed most of the feedlots. The Californians came and said, oh no, this is terrible. This city stinks. We love the city, but we can't stand the smell. So rather than go someplace where there isn't a smell, they settled down and said, okay, we're going to run for office and have it all stuff shut down and voted out and kicked away so we can live here and then drive back and forth to Denver to work. Or back and forth to Fort Collins to work, or Boulder to work. It's hard to believe we've been here almost 20 years. It's very hard to believe. Really? I moved here when I was 40? Yeah, I must have. 40-something, 43. I got my bachelor's when I was 42, so. 18 years. Daughter's 18 years old. She was born the year after we came, so we've been here 19 years. Gosh. There's a prairie dog squeaking off in the field over there. In the distance, I can hear the morning geese flying. See them, but I can hear them off in the distance. Yeah, and there's some, this time of year, there's some horrendous flocks of Canada geese. That winter here, they come down from up north. And the winters here are really quite mild, and there's really sufficient feed for them. Oh, there they are. Wow, that is a big flock. A 100 birds, maybe? Maybe more, I don't know. I can't really see them all. They sort of turn sideways as they're flying along and disappear in the glare, and then they'll spread a wing or take a slightly different turn and they'll show up again. It's quite a big strand. There's quite a lot of them. Several V's of geese. Father used to tell a joke. So, Canada geese always fly in V's. When they fly any distance, they fly in V's. And almost always, oh, there's a V right there. One leg of the V is longer than the other. And his joke was, do you know why one leg of the V is longer than the other? And of course, you say no. The answer is more geese. Yeah, okay. It's sort of like the old football thing where, the sports analogy where somebody, sports announcer will ask, so, coach, what do you think your team has to do to win this week? The answer is, score more points. Another 19-minute mile. So, yeah, I got out, I walked. I actually got warmed up, that's good. But the 2-mile warning is an indicator that I'm at the back gate. I'm trying to fumble this thing out of my pocket so that I can say tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.